Think. And hello, everyone, in our ARIES Framework JavaScript weekly call. So as always, there is some untrust policy you should read and agree with while being here. I haven't spent so much time this week on working on framework. I was working on other stuff, so I just copy paste the agenda from last week and put just out of band point in here. But if there is anyone who would like to share something or discuss something today. I'm not sure, but maybe I see some new names. So if anyone wants to introduce himself or herself, now it's a good time.
Hey, hi, good morning. So this is Amit. So working with Northern Block and currently implementing the problem report protocols. So today itself I raised 1 PR. So yeah, nice to meet you guys.
Great. Nice to meet you too and welcome here.
Hi, my name is Iron Smith. I work for Ironworks company. And yes, we are working on the SSI. I currently maintain the Arima repository. We are working on that. Yes.
Sorry, what company? If you can repeat, I missed that.
Yes, I work for Ironworks company.
Okay. Ironworks, yeah. We know you.
Yes.
The company a bit already. Okay.
Yes, I am willing to contribute. If there are anything I can for ARIES Framework JavaScript, I am happy to contribute.
Great, awesome. So also welcome here and.
It's always worth to do.
Yes. Okay, so is there anything else we would like to discuss? Is there anything else to discuss today?
The only thing I wanted to say really was that I'm kind of making good progress with issue credentials version 2. At the moment, I'm kind of in the sort of poking around in the code, trying to figure it all out, you know, almost going through it line by line. And I forked the repo and I've just basically been gutting it and playing around and trying stuff out. And I'm kind of making good progress. I think I'll probably have something maybe to show people next week. So what I'm going to do is chuck all that away and then actually do it properly. Cause I didn't understand the code as well as I would need to in order to implement that properly. But it's looking quite promising. So I think I might have something. And I don't know whether or not normally you guys would just arrange meetings sort of privately and sort of, because I want someone to review the code, or whether you bring the code here and do it in this meeting. I'm not sure how you normally do things. I know that Kareem did a presentation of some of the interfaces a couple of weeks back. So I don't know how you would do that, but I will certainly have something to show people next week. And I'm kind of working on the send credential proposal use case at the moment, which is once that one's done, then the others will fall into place. And I think I'll have something next week that we can look at.
Okay, great. Yeah, usually I think you can create maybe if it's not ready for PR, you can create at least draft PR and put it there. If it's not in this phase yet, if it's even not in the phase of sharing a draft PR, you can put it as a point to agenda and maybe show as I have it in here, diff of branches. And then you can discuss it. Present what's your idea, and then maybe get some feedback.
Yeah. Okay. So what I've done at the moment is I've got a kind of private branch on my own fork. I don't know whether or not you, how does it work? Do you norm, when you have the PRs that go in for review by the community, do you put a, is that a PR on your own fork or a PR on the actual repo itself? Or, yeah. So imagine you just send out your PR on your own fork and then merge that up later, right?
Yeah, it's a PR from from my fork. It's PR to the repo, so it's PR in the main repository, Aries Frameworks repository, but it's like pulled from my publicly available fork.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, it's been a while since I did any PRs for open source. So, yeah, that sounds good. So I will have a. I'll obviously commit my changes to my own branch on my own fork next week. And then, of course, that is then available for everybody to look at, and we'll arrange some, depending on how far I get, we can arrange some kind of review, as it were, maybe a sort of preliminary review before it goes to the main review sort of thing. Yeah, I think that's what you're saying. Yeah, okay, that sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah, great. And I'm not sure if it's possible. It should be just to create some like diff. But this is, I created this link with this diff or to this diff from PR. So I already had PR before I created this link, I guess. But maybe I even don't know how to navigate to this screen actually right now. So you would need to figure it out somehow. But that's something we also could do. Even without PR. Or Timo, do you know more about this?
I don't know. I'm quite a fan of draft PRs because it really shows it shows that you're working on something and people can look at what you're working on and already take it into account when they work on things. So I'm not having I don't have a problem with like a lot of draft PRs open because I think it gives a good indication on the work.
The other thing is, I kind of want to get something in that people can look at, even if it's nowhere near ready to be merged, because there are the guys, Prasad, for example, who I think will gain something from the work that I'm doing, because he's going through the same kind of learning curve as me, and I might better save him a bit of time. He can kind of sort of see the structure. And the work for V2 issue credentials, the AIP2 stuff really, is really a big exercise in kind of restructuring all the interfaces and the folders and kind of gluing new structures onto old ones and that kind of stuff. So he will have to do the same thing for proof requests, of course. So I think that would be really good for him to look at it. I want him to see that as soon as possible. He's slightly behind me, I think, in terms of where he is, because he's only just started it this last week or so. The one question I had, here's a question for everybody, is that the one bit that I've been looking through all the code, and as ever, there's some stuff I've not seen before, like the T-syringe stuff has been got me scratching my head. Timo, I think you saw my email. I don't know, did I send an email about that? I can't remember.
Yeah.
So I was kind of wondering how I've been looking at YouTube videos and all that kind of stuff, but it all looks like black magic to me at the moment, where that stuff works. Maybe I don't need to worry about it. That was going to be my question. Do I really even care that much about the dependency injection? Probably not. I guess none of that would change.
No, I think it's like you can just like use it as the magic it is. Yeah. So just like when you put a class in a constructor, it just works. But I'll make sure to take that up in the like writing a protocol documentation. I will make sure to include that and explain a bit how it works.
Because what I noticed is I did go through the documentation, had a look at a couple of videos, and there seems to be several different ways of using dependency injection with T-syringe. Like there's different decorators you can use, like, you know, sort of injectable and scope and all this kind of stuff. It's kind of, I know it doesn't really matter because, as you say, it kind of just works, but I would like to understand it a bit better. So it's not a priority though. I don't think it's going to affect
I think we used one of the most simple versions of it, and that is you can do all with these scopes, and that's mainly for more advanced structures. Let's say in the future, if we're gonna support multi-tenancy, then we could like leverage these functions. But for now, the only thing we do, we have like the container scoped, as you see at the top of everything, and that's mainly if you start two agents in the same JavaScript runtime. If we don't add that, like it will intertwine, and so you then you wouldn't be able to run two agents next to each other, and this is just to keep that separated.
Okay, so that will mark that class as something that goes into the dependency injection container and then inject it into wherever this class is used. If I've understood that correctly, that's normally how dependency injection works. Yeah. Okay. And also, but obviously you can swap out one class and put another one in, and that's the point, isn't it? That it's dynamic. So, okay, I certainly understand the concepts, but I haven't seen T-Syringe before. It is slightly different to other dependency injection libraries. Like I've generally tended to work with Java DI libraries, slightly different Spring and things like that.
Yeah, I think that's due to limitations in what JavaScript allows for. With regards to injection, JavaScript does have a collection system, so you oftentimes can do the advanced things you can in Java, for example.
Yeah, well, I do say I think the code's very good. It's coming from not a particularly experienced TypeScript background. I've done a bit of it in the past, but I've picked it up quite quickly, and it's very good code. It's made my life a bit easier. So, people who have contributed to AFJ over the years should be pleased about that. The other one I was looking at is the RxJS. There's a library to do with the observable stuff, isn't there? That's easy to understand as well. I think they're the two libraries I've been looking at this week, and there are others, of course, but.
You don't really need to. We've just have that for some advanced use cases where we were using event listeners before, and just became quite messy. But if you want to use that, you can. But I think it's not needed in a lot of places.
Yeah. Okay. So hopefully then I'll have something to a preliminary version of what I'm doing to show people next week. Yeah, that's my update.
Okay, great. Maybe one thing you already mentioned it a bit, that's about if you have any feedback for us, you know, what maybe doesn't make much sense in the framework, what you found out a bit confusing, or and also what's maybe solved in a good way, I would be, or like we welcome any feedback for that. So if you maybe have some notes, a few notes about that, and we can also discuss that next week.
Yeah, I will do. What I'm doing as well, by the way, is I am documenting a lot of the stuff that I'm doing. It's kind of, you know, other I won't be the last person to have to go through this this process of learning how all the different parts of the framework worked together. So, for example, there's a kind of standard sort of set of message flows that happens before every test. There's like the before all tests, whatever it's called, and it does the connections, and then it does the setting up of the agents and all that sort of stuff. And I've created a sequence diagram for that, just for that one use case, and I'll produce some more as I go along. And you guys should take those and put them on the wherever you may want to do. I think that'd be really useful for people to see that. It makes it really easy to see what happens in particular use cases with all the kind of, you know, the sequence diagrams, UML sequence diagrams. So I'm trying to document what I do as I go along, and hopefully that will be helpful to people in the future.
Yeah, amazing. Looking forward to that. So that's good. Good job, and good to hear.
Okay. No worries.
Great. Okay. So maybe before I go to this out of band thing, I'm just curious. Do you have any news about revocation? Timo or anyone else, what's the progress there? Is there any progress with the revocation support?
James here.
I don't see probably anyone from Indicio.
David? Sean or David.
Sean, yeah.
I am from Indicio, but I don't. I haven't been working on this part, so I don't really know.
Okay. Maybe you can ping James for the next meeting for small update. Also, as always, just from curiosity perspective, mainly, you know, how things go, and yeah, if there is any problem or something like that. So, yeah. Okay, so yeah, regarding the out of band, I just put a few notes in here. What I would like to work as next, or what's missing there, like from the functionality perspective, it's almost ready. There is missing this Handshake Rails response message and like handler implementation. This shouldn't be so difficult to edit. I should put this encoding and parsing of a URL into the API of the out of band module. Right now it's implemented there. It's part of the message, out of band message. So it's kind of possible to use it already. Maybe as we have it right now with previous API, you can just pass URL to agent receive a message or something like that, and then you can work with that directly. So that's something I'm thinking about that we should also edit as part of this version 2. Then also the IDs, did key, did peer. I think this is the similar task actually. So yeah, I put it here. And that's also what's missing. Otherwise, yeah. And this point, I've been thinking about if we shouldn't put it as an enum or something like that. I will show you. Yeah, I am talking about this, but I already mentioned it in the PR comments that maybe if we want to use it as enum, then we kind of prevent enhanceability during the runtime of, you know, agent. In runtime, you would need to somehow maybe update the enum, or I don't know how it would work. So yeah, it's a question if it should be something defined in code, or it should be just, you know, possible to edit as a string. I don't know. And similar is with Handshake protocols. So this is about those two strings. Also, again, you know, it can be enum, but maybe it's good if it's just a list of strings and you can update it in runtime without any problem. So yeah, and if there's any feedback for that, we can discuss it maybe right now. Otherwise it's in PR, so you can look at it there. What's the, at least to me, was harder part, which I would like to work first before these other smaller updates or improvements is as we discussed last time or in some previous calls about encapsulation of the logic, business logic in here from here to some service layer. And I'm not sure about that. It's a problem with that. We have currently a restriction that you shouldn't call another module from module, and you shouldn't call another service from service, but to improve the readability of this code or maybe some encapsulation of this logic, we should probably would need to do one of those things, like put it into the, like calling module from module or calling service from service. But also what's kind of related to this, and I would like to mention it as part of this issue, is that I've been thinking about moving this logic, this receive message logic, inside the message receiver. I'll show you message. Oh, come on. What's going on? Message receiver. So yeah, maybe put it inside this class, because we are also looking for some connection in here. You know, we also like dispatching a message, which we actually also doing in here, but not like directly. We just emitting message to the emitter, and then it's gathered and passed into the framework. So yeah, I've been thinking about this, and then if we maybe if we find out some solution, if I find out some better solution how to integrate this into this class, then we will get rid of this problem, like module calling module or service calling service. So yeah, that's something I would like to look at as the next step. Spend a bit time of understanding how this method actually works. Maybe think about some refactorings. And yeah, I still need to understand a bit more what precisely is going in here to be able to recognize the differences between out-of-band module and this current implementation. So yeah, if we have any ideas or feedback for that. Yeah, that's basically from my side about the out-of-band module. Okay, so if there are no points to this out of band, we can move to other point, which is open PRs. So I guess Timo, you edit this one. So if you would like to take it and move it.
Yeah. Let me see. I added a pull. I added one pull request that I opened in definitely type that I would like to get merged if that is possible. With updates. Yeah. That's a very simple, just add some missing types for the. I think attributes that was needed for the universal DIT resolver, the generic DIT resolver. Mm. Yeah, you don't have to review it now, just to know it's okay. Open.
Yeah.
Other one was Sean opened a PR for the question answer protocol.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is really nice, an addition that I'm happy to have that. The only thing I was thinking about is whether where do we want to place such protocols, because question answer is not part of AIP, and for example recently we implemented the push notification protocol, we implemented that in the extensions repo. So like how do we determine where do we want to place it? Do you have opinions on that?
Sorry, I was muted. That push notification, it's not already part of the framework. I'm a bit confused with that push notifications, because I think there is some work in extensions repository, right, about notifications.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not in here yet, or is it
no.
In here?
No, it's not.
Okay. Amsterdam. I've been also thinking about this modules discussion we had last time, and I still think we should have modules in a way that we will create areas of some, how to say, like related stuff, and we shouldn't, in that case, we shouldn't be using like calling services across those modules, because I think that module should be like self-contained one, like domain, let's say domain area, and it should be like self-sufficient and not like fully self-sufficient, but you shouldn't be calling other services. You should be calling maybe some public API of other module. Then I'm not sure if you know, right now this seems like a bit mix of three things, and the one is like protocol based modules, then more about group of protocols, if I like functionality, it's like connection, then connection is used by credentials, then maybe proofs module is used by is using credentials, but it's not only about like one protocol for each case or for each module, it's more about like, you know, putting some functionality together. And then there is the third type of module is, let's say, infrastructure maybe, or like I actually don't know how to call it, but you know, it's like in the specific. So that's something I'm not sure of how to approach this. I don't think this is the good way forward, at least that's my feedback for this. And
But what I was trying to get was mostly just a question. Do we want to the question answer protocol, because it's not part of AIP? Do we want to place it in Airshow in JavaScript or extensions
okay.
repo? I see this as a separate discussion, and we can have more discussions
okay, okay,
about
yeah.
it.
Sorry.
So, we already had those, and I think it didn't result in a lot yet. So
okay. Yeah, so sorry, I misunderstood that. I don't know. Like, you know, it can be part of it. I suppose it doesn't break anything. On the other hand, if we say, I'm not sure. We can say, you know, we don't support set of protocols, which is like we don't support particular version of AIP still, even if we add more protocols which are not part of any AIP. Yeah, I don't have strong opinion right now at least for that, because I thought it's part of the protocols, so I haven't heard about that until I saw the PR, but I thought it's part of the AIP, so I don't know.
Okay,
but is it in Aries, right, or not?
It's an RIS RFC. It's just not part of the RIS interop
yeah,
profile.
Yeah, okay,
so, but I think it's the protocol already exists quite long, and I think there are multiple agents supporting it. So I think it would be a good candidate. I'm just like was thinking like, which protocols deserves to be in core and which not, or should we just make that per protocol decision?
Yeah, I see. I think right now we can edit, but the because I don't have any, you know, like argument why not to do so. But you said good point that it shouldn't be part of the core or not. And I think that our core will look a bit different in a while. And our core maybe will be just about Bitcoin, and we call it core or something else. But yeah, I think we can edit right now. But in the future we should create like new core, let's say, and then protocol will be aside, like outside of it, and core will be, I don't know, Bitcoin or maybe more than just Bitcoin, or Bitcoin can also have core and Bitcoin protocols, I don't know. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, okay.
Great. And now AMA. So now it's place for everything else we haven't discussed so far. So is there anything else anyone would like to discuss or ask or complain or I don't know what else? Okay, maybe I have one thing regarding the auto ban. There is the PR, and Timo, I already like wrote few response to your comments, so maybe if you can look at it, I don't know, maybe we can discuss it, or you can write your ideas there, or we can discuss it next week, or maybe we can have just some private session if you want. So yeah.
You mean on the, yeah, so you responded to my comments on the PR. I'll take a
look.
Sure.
Yeah, because you know, as I said, it's kind of working. Now there are like few small tasks which we can do, of course, but I still see bigger, let's say, issues which I would like to, you know, somehow unpack or if you think we should maybe create, like, solve those small issues, small tasks, implement those, and then maybe do the other stuff later, or merge it and then update it. I don't know. Any ideas or feedback welcome.
Yeah, I think it would just be great to have like an implementation that is well thought out.
Okay.
And so merging and then leaving, that means we need to make breaking changes, I think, in the future. Also, yeah, especially with record types and all that kind of stuff, like I would like to do the most at once, so we don't do all these small changes to, because the event and did exchange is new, so I think it would be good to just, like, as we have the resources now to work on it, just complete it and then merge it. But that's my opinion.
Okay. Yeah. So I will return back to this work hopefully tomorrow, and I will reach out to you next week and we can discuss it more.
Sure.
Great. Okay. So it seems like we are at the end of our call today.
Yeah, I can. I've been working on the DIT resolver implementation. I can go for that if you find that interesting, but I can also finish it up and then you can just review the PR later.
I would like to see that, but I don't want to keep the whole audience in here unnecessarily. But
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So there is a PR, everyone can look at it, and maybe we can discuss it more next week.
Jakob, can you put your email into the chat? So I'll keep you in the loop next week. I already have Karim and Timo's emails. I don't think I've got yours.
Ah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. There is no email. Okay. Yeah. I will put it in here or somewhere. Yeah.
Okay. I'll be in touch next week.
Right. Okay, guys. I think that's good that we ended a bit early today, so we can go back to work. And that's great. You were here, and have a nice Friday and weekend, and see you next week.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you.